from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Think of the message he sends around the world. When he talks about America being a failing nation, he says we're losing. He's the loser. He's dead wrong.
Joe Biden last night was the keynote speaker day one in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention. Spoke for 51 minutes that ended after midnight. And joining us is a professor who is an expert in presidential rhetoric, Dr. Jerry Schuster, the University of Pittsburgh. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is different than the Republican convention, just in time zone. So they were running about, I understand, an hour behind their own schedule. So it pushed Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden to very late. So a lot of people on the East Coast probably didn't get to see it.
Yeah, I would imagine. I think that whoever put the schedule together, I think did a very poor job, because what they did was they had some great speakers and they all kept to the same time frame throughout, but they had far too many. And then by the time the president, Hillary Clinton and the president gave their presentations, the Eastern Seaboard audience was, you know, they were in bed.
Yeah, I would imagine. So they're just catching bits and pieces. But it seemed to me like the speech was almost like a mini State of the Union address.
Or it was a major farewell address, is essentially what it was. But yes, you're correct. And all, in addition to that, it was one where they had to not only vilified Trump, but more importantly, he was speaking from such a strong voice. And, you know, he was showing that he was still there. He was still president. And he, you know, all of the things that he wanted you to remember that he accomplished, he and Kamala Harris accomplished in their 4 years together, he hit almost every single area.
So he officially passes the torch to Harris in the speech last night. And it's hard to believe, Jerry, that we've gone in 1 month from Biden head-to-head with Donald Trump to this fairly dynamic shift that a lot of people aren't exactly sure how to read.
Right. But, you know, the momentum is something that I don't think anybody expected. I know there was some discussion when the transition was made, but I don't think anyone ever anticipated the momentum that would build as a result of that. And the rhetoric that has you know, prevailed on both sides, but more importantly on the Democrat side, is so dynamic that it's the Republicans are finding it hard to respond. They're taking, you know, they're not sure how to approach this. That's one of the obvious outcomes of this whole process. From the moment that the president said he was turning or passing the torch to Kamala Harris, the Republicans were caught totally unaware, and they should not have been. But it's perfectly obvious that their strategy is still, it's kind of one of those things, I'm not sure, kind of approach.
So in you know, when you do a analysis of a speech, whether it's a president or not, obviously, you have to judge if the messaging is resonating. How would you grade Joe Biden's speech overall last night?
That was probably one of his better speeches because it was dynamic, number one, and he was fluid. There were, you know, there were some areas where the mistakes or the imperfections that occurred during his debate were evident. But for the most part, there's no other way to characterize it other than dynamic in terms of methodology. And I think it was important to look at him as he delivered the speech. He was into it. There was no doubt in anyone's mind that what he was saying, he meant.
And this will be one of a number of presidential speeches. You have former President Barack Obama scheduled to speak tonight. We're also going to hear from Bill Clinton.
Correct.
As we get ready for the Thursday night acceptance speech. So I think Barack Obama was considered to be a pretty good orator. Even if you didn't believe in his policies or if you were for or against, you had to give it to him that part of that was the reason he got into the office in the first place.
Well, his delivery skills are, I think, go unquestioned. And I think Bill Clinton is the same way, just in a dramatically different way. If you put the two speakers, two past presidents together, you find out how effective they were in articulating their ideas, but at the same time, how different the way they achieved their dynamics and the way they achieved their ability to generate audience appeal was so dramatically different, but nonetheless effective.
All right, so what do we...
I think they have to be very careful in their scheduling, though, given the time differential, number one. They need, if they want the audience, and that's the whole purpose of that convention, to set the tone for what's to come. They're going to have to adjust their programming so that, you know, the speakers are able, the better speakers and the more important persons are able to be seen by the general public who are interested in watching, but can't just really stay up that late to do it.
Very few people would stay up late just for that at this point. And you're right, especially on a Monday. And whoever scheduled this, if they were an hour behind, it doesn't help them. If they're telling us Pennsylvania is so important to this election and, you know, cities in the East, then to have Joe Biden on that takes them after midnight isn't helping.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what time they schedule Josh Shapiro this evening, too, as to how they because he's going to be important. He's obviously scheduled for a good reason, so they're going to have to make him almost prime time. But how they manage to keep on schedule is going to be another story.
All right, Doc, we appreciate your time as always, and we'll check in again.
Thank you.
Dr. Jerry Shuster, an expert in presidential rhetoric on the Big K Morning Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.